The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Rotberg, author of the halachic work Emergencies in Halacha, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Shabbos, Tavkuf Lamed Vav, is continuing the discussion from the previous lot, and actually from the previous Mishnah, Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, with regards to a baby that was born in the 7th or 8th month. And the Gemara over there talks about Amar Vada Barava, and he's talking about over there a baby born in the 7th or 8th month, and over there, and Rabbi Barava says, Malan Oysim Em Manavshach, that when one is unsure, regardless, one is allowed to do a milah. The halacha is, as the Gemara explained, that a baby born in the 8th month is considered by Chazal as a baby which is not, which will not last, and being that's not a a baby that will last, it doesn't have the halacha of a, doesn't have the halachic status of a chai, and therefore one is not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for it. The Gemara refers to it even as an evan, as a stone. So the Gemara over there, is saying that memanavshach, one should be allowed to do a milah on a baby which one is unsure if it's born in the 7th or 8th month. The 7th month, was, the Gemara understands that the baby can live, but a baby that was born in the 8th month, the Gemara is understanding that it has no chance of living. So the Gemara says, Memanavshach, im chayu, if this baby is a viable baby, so shaper kamal, then certainly you can do milah. Vim lav, and if it's not, if this baby is not a viable baby, and it's the baby that's going to die, so then mechatech bebasahu, then all the person's doing is, he's just, you know, cutting meat, and that would not be, and there would be no halachic issues, there would be no, nothing forbidden with doing this milah. So, it seems from the last few amudim that we were learning in the Gemara would seem that a baby born in the 8th month would one would not be allowed to do milah, and the same would apply to the same thing would apply to even being machal Shabbos, desecrating Shabbos for the sake of saving this baby. We know that while all the rules and all the laws of Shabbos is set aside when it comes to life saving interventions, if this baby is considered a baby that has no chance of living and it doesn't even have a din of a chai, it has a din of a stone, then certainly one would not be allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So it would come out that in today's day, when there's so many babies born in the 8th month, that according to halacha, one would not be allowed to be mechal Shabbos. However, we know this isn't the case. And we know that once a baby is born, one's allowed to be mechal Shabbos to fulfill all its needs. There's no in halacha it's clear that one's allowed to cut or tie the umbilical cord, or wash the baby, and any other procedure needed. Even more so, one must do anything to save a fetus. Even if it's no matter the month, as long as it's possible, it could be a there's a chance of this being a viable baby. One has to do everything. So the reason why things have changed, and obviously it's because of the medical advances that we've made, so therefore we could regularly treat premature infants, even if they're lacking in vital development. So therefore the halacha as well has changed. We know the Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Hei says that a baby that was born in the 7th month won't be Mechal Shabbos, however a baby born in the 8th month we can't. And as such, rules the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lamed, Siv Zayin, it says, V'hani mili b'noilad l'tesa l'zayin, that a baby born the 9th or the 7th month, one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Avon Noed L'ches, a Safik Ben Zayin, Safik Ben Ches, if the baby was born the 8th month, or one is unsure whether it was born in the 7th or 8th month, a Mechal Nalav, one is not allowed to desecrate Shabbos for the sake of his baby. Elim Kein Gon Rosari Oiv Tziparnov, unless the baby is already fully developed, then one won't be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So, the reason why things have changed is that the Chazanish in Yeridayas and Kufnun Hesev Beis writes, he says, the Bezen Ishtana HaTeva, the science has changed, the Metzi has changed, Va'achshav Yoldos L'mukutoyim, and that in today's time, even premature babies are able to live. He also brings a similar response from the Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that says that today one's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, one could desecrate Shabbos for even a baby that's born will be before the seventh month, as long as there's an incubator, or even if there's no incubator, as long as they think that that there's a way to save this child. Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Chav Gimel also says that today one is Mechal Shabbos to save a baby, even if it doesn't have the requirement that the Gemara brings that the baby has to have at least that the nails and the hair has grown in, meaning that the baby is fully developed. Even if the baby is not fully developed, being that modern medicine has created interventions that one can save this baby, one would have to. So this is an interesting question which comes up in halacha very often. This question comes up in end of life care and other types of things with regards to, is there a dichotomy between modern day science and halacha? Meaning, at times, certain things which the Gemara says that one is not allowed to do. Let's say, for instance, the Gemara gives certain signs of what's a trefa, what's an animal that cannot live, can't live out the year. Now, with regards to a person, that would be the same status. The halacha is if someone kills somebody who is a trefa, meaning that by halachic standards this person cannot live out his year, then one is not responsible, one is not chayiv, but he doesn't get the punishment of death for killing that person since he was not a person who was able to live. The same is true with certain care. We know that in certain cases, one does not use medical interventions to prolong a dying patient. If the person is dying, we do not try to do things just to keep death away if we can't heal them. But certain things which once we thought was an incurable disease and we thought that this person had no chance, today, because of modern technology, we know this changed. So the question is, do things change? Do certain things based in halacha change because of modern and contemporary science and research? So one thing we know for sure is that we know that even though the Torah is a living and a vibrant sefer which is codified for life, but still with the changing of times, halacha doesn't change. But the status of certain things will have changed, and as we will explain, one of the big debates in the Rishonim was with regards to a treifa. We know that, as we mentioned, that there were certain signs or certain ailments or conditions. The Gemara said that if the animal has this issue, then we know it can't live out the year. So What happened, in the Rishonim, the discussion came up was the Rajbe, someone asked the Rajbe a question that, let's say, an animal which was deemed non-kosher due to an ailment that makes him a trefa, which means that he can't live beyond 12 months, and what happens if, in fact, it exceeds his 12-month period? So the question is whether or not the longevity of this animal is an indicator that he wasn't a trefa. Or maybe we assume that that the Chazal's distinctions are in place despite this anomaly. So the Rajba in Shas Vetshuvos Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadik Ches, he discusses this and he writes, She'ein lahar achrei divrei Torasenu v'divrei Chazal. One cannot even have thoughts to go against that which was codified by Chazal in the Torah. V'kasav. In Re'isa v'shemata, if you saw or you heard, Misha Mekel b'zeh, u'machshe b'yoseres, u'bechol machshe manu chachamim mikol ha'trefes, al tishmaloi. He says that if the Chazal say that an animal that has an extra organ cannot live, and somebody tells you that there is an animal that lived for 12 months despite this extra organ, that's not a sign that this animal is not a trefa and that Chazal were incorrect with their assessment. On the contrary, do not believe this. He says, "Vlaitia kezois b'Yisrael," such a thing should not happen in Judaism, that people are questioning Chazal. So, and he writes that it's like moitzi lazal divi chachamim. It's as if it's blasphemous on what the Chazal said. And the Rivash in Siman Tav Mem Zayin discussed this question also, and he says that if you believe them, Shem Maimin Ledevreim, Ein Terim in Hashemayim Chalila, if you believe people that will tell you that certain animals which had signs of specific treifas, which Chazal said the animal can't live, and they said that the animal did live, that's questioning Torah. The two thing is the Rambam, in Perek Yud Mehilchot Shechita, Halacha Yud Gimel, he writes as follows, V'chol Eilu, and all these, Shemonu V'amru Shein Treifa, that Chazal said are a treifa, Afal Pi Sheyire B'Darchi HaRafu Shebiyadenu, even though you'll see with modern medicine which we have, Shemektsasan Einon Memisin, that some of these animals will not die, Ve'ev Sheshetichya Mehen, and it's possible that some of them will live, Ein L'choya L'ma Shemonu Chachamim Shenem Rapi HaTorah Sheyirucha. The Rambam is saying as follows, It is possible that you will come across an ailment or an illness or a defect which Chazal said that one cannot live for 12 months with, and you will find that this person can live. Despite this reality, the halacha does not change and it stays the same that this animal is a treifa. However, the Rambam is acknowledging that it is possible that Chazal could say that something will not live, some animal will not live, and it will live. However, he just says that the halacha doesn't change, being that at the time when we were kaveh the halacha, when Chazal established protocol of what's considered a kosher animal and a treifa, and what's not considered kosher based on what could live out the year, we established certain protocol and we stand behind that protocol despite the fact that we see there are changes. The Chazanish and Isha Siman Chav Zayin Sifkat and Gimel, he says, it appears from this Rambam that he's actually siding with the doctors, that this is a possibility. So he says, so if that's the case, how could one explain that which Chazal taught us, and we know that what Chazal taught us stays embedded in halacha forever, that the animal can live. So he explains that obviously what Chazal said, that a certain animal can die or can't live, obviously at that time, that was the case. And he explains that Teva has changed, nature has changed, and he discusses that when they hid the Sefer Refuos, the book of cures, in the times of Chizkiyo, a lot of things, a lot of cures were given out from generation to generation, that was forgotten. And he explains also that nature has changed, and people changed, and therefore, in their times, this may have been the case, and this was the case. And with their Ruach HaKodesh, they established that this is going to be the halacha for generations, despite the fact that it is possible that today this is not the case. Rav Moshe also, he explains this, and he says, whatever Chazal established as not being a non-kosher animal, this has been established from the times of Chachamim. However, even if the nature is going to change, there'll be a shinei ateva that doesn't change the halachic status. However, with regards to humans, this is not the case. With regards to humans, the halacha is clear that even if we are to assume that a certain ailment based on halacha that this patient can't live, and we know that with modern day medicine and research, we know that this person can live. Obviously, one is required and mandated to do whatever he can to treat this patient. As a matter of fact, we find even in the Gemara that the Gemara used to that even the Tanoim and Amoraim would consult with doctors to try and discuss and to try to establish halacha based on medicine. There's one of the primary sources is basically the case discussed in the Gemara Nida. And over there, the issue was with regard to a woman who was aborting a red substance. And it wasn't clear whether or not this was blood, and therefore it would render that this woman is an Ida. And, or this wasn't. And the Gemara explains that the rabbis consulted with the doctors, who instructed them to place the red objects in water, and then to note whether or not it dissolved in water. And based on that, they would know whether or not this was blood and she would be Tameh or not. And from this, the Beis Yosef proves that doctors are to be trusted when they state the medical opinion. Because we see that the Meraim, the rabbis, they went to the doctors and asked them, what's the status of this? However, the and this Beis Yosef is in Yerideya Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph. The Maram Lublin in Simen Kuf Yer Aleph, he disagrees with this, and he writes that this is no proof that the doctors are unequivocally believed to establish facts. Rather, he writes that according to him, the issue at hand was whether or not this particular substance was blood or not. So the doctor simply stated that this wasn't blood. And as a way to prove what the doctors, whether what the doctor said was true or not, they performed a test to determine that that was the case. So according to him, the doctor wasn't believed to establish that this is the natural fact. They were just asking their opinion, but then subsequently they did their own test to ascertain whether or not this was precisely the case. However, the Chacham Tzvi in Simen Mem Vav, he brings this Maram Lublin that he says the doctors aren't believed, and he concludes, as the Beis Yosef does, that doctors are believed. And he asks, he says, if one is not to believe a doctor's assessment, so why would the Amiram, why would they need to a test to confirm their opinion? He says, if we don't trust them, why ask them? And if we do trust them, why would they do a test? So therefore, Chacham Tzvi maintains that doctors would be trusted. This dispute has been ongoing through the generations of some Sefer. He essentially says is that doctors are believed that they can't classify as this woman as being Torah or not. Meaning that their testimony about a specific patient and situation may not be absolute. However, they are believed to create a reglaim ledavar, knows they could create a possibility that there is such a concept out there, meaning the doctors came and said, listen, it is possible that a person could abort red objects, which isn't blood. Now, once there is that possibility out there, then Chazal could go and test it to see if this was the case or not. So therefore, while they can't dictate what a specific case, what is the situation, Halacha won't listen to a doctor to render a decision whether this woman is Torah or not, they are believed to state that there is a concept in the world of a woman aborting red objects, which is in blood, which now they can go and research on their own. However, his son, the Ksav Sefer, he writes that a doctor's testimony is acceptable. Now, where this comes very relevant is where a doctor will say that a patient has a certain condition and therefore it's untreatable. So now comes a question: should we allow a halakhically sanctioned DNR? Should we not be as aggressive in treatment plans? So, in other words, so essentially you're saying that this doctor we're allowing him to dictate the future of this patient. So, If you go through the poskim, there seems to be a few reasons as to why we allow this to take place. Number one, there's a belief that since doctors are scared of their profession, being that there are built-in systems to regulate medical procedures and things which they say are they're accountable for through either peer review or through insurance companies or lawsuits, whatever the case is, it's unlikely for a doctor to blatantly say something which he knows could be discredited. In addition, if one has a second opinion, then that too, according to many poskim, is another reason why you should listen to the doctor. Some achronim say that you should, if you get it in writing from the doctor, that means that he really stands behind it. So basically, if there's a reason for us to believe that this doctor is not flippantly saying so, but this is something that he has to stand behind, and this is something which is accepted in modern medicine, then Chazal and Halacha accept this as well in a way to figure out as how to proceed with regard to whatever Halacha question comes up. One interesting thing I found is that the Ber Moshe, the Mechitzchik, and others say that where something is clear, meaning where there's an X-ray to show unequivocally that what the doctor is saying is correct, then there's absolutely no issue whatsoever with trusting the doctor. It's only when it comes to an opinion where what's being said is not black and white, at that point is where the question comes in, and that's where you have to come on to either asking a second opinion or having it something in writing or something at least where you know that the doctor is going to stand behind. However, in general, we know with regards to Shabbos, whether one's allowed to desecrate Shabbos. The halacha says clearly we ask a doctor. When it comes to the question of whether one's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, clearly. And the reason that is because even if one is to say that what that halacha doesn't just blindly trust medicine, that is only lahakol but not lahachmir. Meaning, if a doctor says that a patient may die if he's not treated on Shabbos, then absolutely he must be believed, because when it comes to a question of life or death, even if there's a minority opinion that believes there's a sakana, one has to desecrate Shabbos to preserve life. This whole question arises is where the doctor is saying something which is less stringent, meaning he's saying don't aggressively treat a patient because this patient can't live. So essentially this doctor is saying that this allow this patient to die. So that's where this whole question comes in, is whether we could take this doctor's word and not aggressively treat this patient or allow for a DNR. Because at this point he's not being stringent with life, he's actually being more lenient with life. However, as we explained, that despite the fact that what they're saying may not be found in halacha or may be contrary to guidelines set up, where modern medicine dictates a certain treatment or intervention, we always follow any accepted research or any accepted opinion to further save human life. As a result, despite the fact that in the Gemara it says, in Shulchan Aruch it's ruled on, that one does not treat a baby who's born in the eighth month, since they definitely will not live and will either treat a baby that's born in the eighth month or do a milah on a baby that's born in the eighth month because they're certainly going to die. Since today, medical research allows us to save babies born even far earlier than that, this halacha does not apply and we have to do everything and anything to save such a baby.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.